Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your host, Teresa Murphy. And today's topic, taking your dreams to the silver screen. And we have with us today guest Tawana Jackson, who is going to talk about her upcoming book, Simply Lace, and the inspiration behind her book. She'll be able to answer a lot of the questions that maybe some of the people out there now may want to write a book, some of the challenges that she has actually faced on her journey to becoming the next bestseller. And she'll also talk about a few of the characters in her book. So, good morning, Tawana.
Good morning, Teresa.
Thank you for joining us this morning. It's good to have you here. And again,
thank
we're going to talk about.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And so we're going to talk about Simply Lace this morning, Tawana. And if we can just kind of start off a little bit with you telling me what was the inspiration behind your book. And just for the record, Simply Lace is a fiction novel that Tawana is currently working on, and it's due to be released early summer of 2015. So, Tawana, just talk to us a little bit and tell us what was your inspiration behind Simply Lace.
Well, Simply Lace was an idea that you and I had talked about some time ago that just kept nagging at me to become a reality for a few years. Honestly, the characters found me. I decided to write my characters around everyday life, feeling obligated to write about these people, bringing them into existence and not just talking heads. So now Jenna Lace, Jordan Love, Drew Phillips, and a host of others have taken up residency in my day-to-day reality. And writing a novel, a successful novel, takes dedication, countless hours, motivation, courage, support, and prayer. Now, you may need a little bit more than that, but it's a good recipe for any amount of success, I would say.
Definitely so. And so coming up with your characters, Tawana, for Simply Lace, how did you, what inspired the characters? I know there is a main character in your book, and her name is Jenna. And so how did you
right.
come up with these characters?
Well, as a child growing up, I was always into fashion, loved fashion. I worked at Macy's for a little bit and thought about, you know, who brought in the clothes? Where did they come from? You know, what was the trend? And so thinking about that and thinking about what type of character I wanted to be, if I was writing a book, that's how Jenna Lace came to be. And Jenna Lace is 27-year-old buyer for Neiman Marcus, just to kind of piggyback on that. She's attempting to put her life back together and persevere after facing a tragedy, which drives her almost to insanity. So from this point, she realizes life will never be the same again. So that's where it kind of takes off from there.
Okay. So Jenna's going to take us on a roller coaster ride.
Yeah, she is.
Okay.
She's going to take us on a roller coaster ride. She had a fiancé named Jordan Love, just to tell a little bit about the storyline. She runs into a high school friend named Drew Phillips, and her and Drew Phillips take us on a quite a bit of an adventure.
I can't wait. And so writing your book, I know that it can be extremely difficult, just being an author myself. And so writing your book, what were some of the challenges, like initially getting this project off the ground? What were some of your challenges that you've already faced writing this book?
That is a great question. Family balance and work-life balance.
Okay.
It was just finding the time and finding the dedication and, you know, just the drive behind getting the project, just not off the ground, but bringing it to fruition and really seeing it all the way through. So it wasn't just, okay, I want to do this, but how do I do this and how long is the project going to take me? So I had to dedicate myself to realizing that this is what I had to do. I had no choice. There was no turning back. Once that pen went to paper, I was moving forward.
Okay. And so are you, would you say that you are, do you write your goals down? Do you keep your vision in your head? Like, how are you able to turn those goals into something more tangible to make sure that you meet those goals? Because I know some people, we try to keep a lot of things in our mind and our head, and then some of us, we write things down, which statistics show that a lot of the people that write their goals down I have a higher percentage chance of achieving them. So how did you, when you had your goals in place to write your book, how did you make sure, or what was your process for making sure you met your goals?
Well, I have a couple of different methods that I use. I have a vision board in my office, and it's just dedicated to everything Simply Laced, the characters, places that I see them going, visiting, living, making love, just, you know, living their lives and doing them. I also carry a notepad around and pen it all the time in case I come up with an idea. I use my cell phone sometimes to just record ideas that I see driving down the road or, you know, that just may pop in my head. If I'm in the shower, I keep a pen and paper. I'll jump out the shower and write something down. Like, I go to extremes to keep my vision going.
That is awesome. And I promise you, you'll be one of those ones that will continuously meet your goals because you do have a system in place to be able to achieve them. Now, what is some advice that you would give? Just say someone right now wants to write a book, and they're talking to you, and they're telling you how they want to put their story and bring their vision to life. What is some advice that you would give an individual that would like to write their own book right now?
Well, I've learned quite a few techniques just because the Virgo that I am, Virgos are very tenacious in getting things done by structure. So I write things down on a daily basis, what I've learned, what I've read, what I've heard. The goal is to keeping your mind fresh. You want to read things all the time as well and kind of read out of your genre. If you're into a romance, read something that may be sci-fi. You may want to read a romance novel. And what I also like to do is, you know, I would tell anyone that what you really want to do is you want to get a good mentor, someone that wants to help you develop your craft. And you want to write. That's the goal. If you want to be a writer, you have to write. Your writing may be the greatest thing moving. It may be the most sourest lemon that you ever could have sucked on. But the goal is to keep writing. And at the end of the day, it may just be your vision. It may be just you reading what you wrote to yourself. It may be the world reading it. But the goal is if you want to be a writer, you have to write. It doesn't matter what it sounds like to you initially because as you write, it will get better. But, again, reading, finding a mentor, carrying paper and pen, learning your technique, investing in your education of becoming a writer, like all of that is tangible and tantamount to you becoming a great writer. That's just my opinion.
Okay, and you mentioned, Tawana, you did mention about having a mentor and a support system on your journey. And so how did you go about getting that mentor? Because someone may, you know, other people right now may be asking that question and not knowing how to go about getting the right mentor and someone that can work and be equally yoked with what you have going on and how you want to move your journey forward. So how would you tell someone to go about getting a mentor?
Well, in two senses. One, I was lucky because knowing you all these years, you've been a great friend and a phenomenal mentor just in the direction that you are in, you know, taking in your life. Also, I actually Googled my general area out here in Maryland, and I went searching and looking for a mentor that would help me to kind of bring Simply Laced to fruition. And I found Mrs. Yvonne Metley of Life Journeys Writers Club out here in Maryland, and she has taken me from just like an okay writer, in my opinion, to just yearning to become this great, phenomenal novelist. And she pushes me past my limits, as you do. We talk about this all the time. I think that I eat, breathe, sleep, drink, at least at this point, because, I mean, I have that work-life balance, but when I'm working on Simply Laced, it's about Simply Laced. My vision board, you know, just having affirmations, just knowing where I see myself going, my mentor is pushing me that way. But, again, to answer your question, what I did was I sought out a mentor. And just because you find a mentor, they may not be the right person for you initially. You can continue to look and look and look until you feel someone that's evenly yoked with you. So that's pretty much what I would advise someone to do. Go out there, talk to people, search for people. People are going to know what you're doing. So they're going to want to invest in helping you to find the right opportunities.
Awesome. Now, on your throughout your journey and your process with Simply Lace, have you ever changed your book title? Like, did you ever wake up and say, you know, this Simply Lace doesn't go with this content that I have in my novel? So have you ever thought to change your book title, or did you just pick Simply Lace and that was just it?
Well, for some reason, like I said, Simply Lace, the name Simply Lace had been rolling around in my head for some years. And so when I thought about it, I said, well, what is this Simply Lace thing? So I knew that, you know, even back in high school and elementary school, I was always great in literature. That was my niche. And so, you know, just wanting to write is basically following the title and putting them behind the character, hence Jenna Lace. Jenna Lace came to fruition because of Simply Lace. And then I just started piggybacking off of who Jenna Lace was and how, you know, she moved in her day, what she did, you know, where she went, what she made love at, who she talked to, just general everyday life that we all kind of walk through. Simply Lace was the title, and there may be other books that I write where I will kind of go back and forth with the title. I'm for certain on that. But Simply Lace,
okay,
it was stamped.
Okay. Because I know from personal experience with myself, I actually changed my book title 3 times during the course of me actually writing my book. So that's why I asked that question. And also, do you ever suffer from writer's block? And if so, what do you do about it?
All the time. With writer's block, I'll get up and I'll go for a walk. And I try not to think about anything. I just blank my mind out, because it's not about going for the walk and trying to figure out where's, you know, the next paragraph or sentence or words coming from. I just kind of go blank with it, or either I'll work out or maybe I'll read a book to kind of, you know, energize some of what I need to pull from myself. So when I get writer's block, those are some of the things that I do.
Okay, awesome. So you kind of have to go in, regroup, and kind of start all over, take a mental break, regroup, and start all over.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Now, can you tell me, Kiwana, or tell us, why did you pick the field of fiction opposed to nonfiction? Was there a reason for that, or, you know, what was behind you decided to go with a fiction novel?
Well, when you write, you want to be big and bad enough to back up what you're saying or what you're writing. And I didn't think I was big
totally.
And bad enough to do a nonfiction. So I know I'm a bad enough chick to write a fiction and kind of sit behind whatever I say. I have the literary license to say and do whatever I want to say and do. So we're going to stick with fiction.
Okay. Awesome. So are you going with a traditional publisher, or are you self-publishing?
Initially, I'm going to self-publish. Depending on how that works out, I may go traditional thereafter. But initially, I am going to self-publish.
Yeah,
I'm looking at a release date. Sorry.
That's okay. You go ahead.
I was going to say I'm looking at a release date of July of this summer. And so, of course, you know, I want to take the process of getting the illustration of the cover done appropriately. Now, that I know, just to piggyback off what you said about the title, I know that I'm going to be going back and forth with the cover. That's not going to be set in stone. I know that that's going to be a back and forth situation.
Yeah, sometimes with that cover, you're going to go probably through quite a few different covers sometimes before you may get that one particular cover that you know that this is it. This is the cover that I want to see on the bookshelf. If I'm walking past the book stand, this is the cover I want to see for my book. And then it's really important to have a cover that is catchy. And to go a little bit back about the publishing aspect of it, self-publishing now is really growing, and a lot of new authors now are going in that direction of self-publishing for various of reasons, of course. And for one reason, I do know that a lot of the traditional publishers now, you know, they want you to kind of already have a platform built before they would actually take on your project. And, you know, as far as you have to kind of be somebody have a numerous of best-selling books out, and then what happens, they put you in a rotation, so to speak. So opposed to your book coming out summer of 2015, it may not come out until the summer of 2017. So
right.
those are some of the advantages of self-publishing. It's kind of from what I've been educated on is what I tell the aspiring authors now. Okay, awesome. Now, you
Absolutely.
Are a wife. You are a wife. You are
yes.
a mother. You
yes.
work a full-time job.
Yes.
You work a full-time job. And you are an aspiring author, so to speak. So with those things going on in your life, how do you give time to each of those things and to your family and your project and still kind of stay sane? Because we know it's a lot to, you know, be in that position and have to juggle all those balls and all those tasks. How do you do all of that and not take time away from your family, not take time away from your children, and still give that time to your book? How do you balance all of that?
Well, the good thing about it is I still, of course, as we were just talking, I still work a 9-to-5 like most America. The great thing about what I do is I enjoy it. I truly enjoy what I do. I've been with the company for about 6.5 years. And I've been helping other people discover their careers, and, you know, it left me thinking, am I just existing? So with that, you know, I decided to start writing. And with me starting to write, it's like, okay, now how am I going to pull this off? Working and children and family and what have you. And so my husband, he is my backbone. And, you know, I'm a lucky lady in that regard because he keeps the house running. He gives me the time and the space to create Simply Lace. And when I start writing, it gives me that freedom to be able to do that. So when I come home from work, he's got everything handled. When I need that quiet time, he kind of leaves me alone. And I will get in my office and write for about 8 hours and not come up for air. So he's really
okay.
my everything. He really helps out tremendously.
Well, that support system is really huge, particularly coming from your family and your household when you're working on, you know, a project of this magnitude. So that's awesome. Now, how do you think you have evolved as a person or author because of your writing? Do you believe your writing has helped others? Like, how do you think you've evolved as a person because of your writing? Do you feel a little bit different now that you are an aspiring author?
I do.
Okay.
I feel like I'm more insightful now. I'm more patient. Because writing is a process, and you have to be patient with yourself. So it allowed me to be more patient with others, especially my husband, because sometimes I want to choke him. And so I've learned to be more patient in that regard, and just dealing with, you know, some of his needs and some of, you know, him, you know, just being a man and just, you know, needing his wife around at times. And so as far as me being, you know, an author at this point, It just goes back to being more insightful. It's more therapy than anything else. When I'm writing, I'm free. I also do a lot of free writing. I usually, and that's something
okay.
else that I failed to mention initially when you had asked me about what I tell other aspiring authors to do. You want to free write for at least a half hour. Just write about anything, dog, cat, rat, mouse, house, blue sky, anything that comes to mind. Just build on words for at least a half hour, and that gets your juices flowing. But to me, that's therapy, because sometimes I find myself writing about my childhood, or I find myself writing about the day before or a day at work or something that upset me that I really didn't want to talk about. So it's really therapeutic for me, and again, it gives me insight into who I am and how I'm growing as an author and as a person.
Awesome. Okay. Now, in your book, Kiwana, do you have a target amount of words, a target amount of pages? So what are your projection as far as when you're writing your book? Are you targeting a certain amount of pages? Are you targeting a certain amount of words in your book?
Well, I'm targeting at least about 80,000 words. Right now I'm sitting on about 40,000. I'm looking at 24 chapters, and on a hardcover, I want to say about maybe 270 pages, just depending upon the formatting there, again, going back to how the book, you know, gets into play. So, yeah, I've been looking at all of those aspects of it, too.
Okay. Now, do you have any marketing strategies right now in place? Like, what do you plan to do and I'm sure a lot of people are interested in knowing this, that want to self-publish. What do you plan to do far as marketing Simply Lace?
Well, right now, I'm still a little bit of a novice in that regard, but what I have been doing is I've, again, been doing a lot of research and reading. Right now, what I have actively moving is Instagram. I have my Facebook fan page, not just my personal page, but my Simply Lace fan page on Facebook and also on Instagram under IM_SimplyLace_Ki, and so people are able to see me there. I'm on link, and I kind of update these, you know, on Twitter as well, just kind of making sure that, you know, I'm putting myself out there as far as the platform and social media, and it again, I'm doing a lot more research and seeing what I need to do to get myself a bigger platform than where I am just in social media. But I am running my mouth like a crazy person. If you ask me how am I doing today, Simply Lace is doing great. How are you? So I may kind of regurgitate Simply Lace every now and again. They say that word of mouth builds momentum quicker than anything else. So I'm doing a lot of talking and social media for right now. But, again, researching and just trying to see what the next level would be as Simply Lace, you know, comes closer to being brought into everyone else's hands.
And I know that this is your first book. Now, is this the first of many, or did you just want to get this fiction book out and that kind of be it? Will we be seeing future books from K.N. Jackson in the future?
Oh, absolutely. I have about 12 books in me. That I already know. I've kind of fooled around with about 12 different titles after Simply Lace. That's why I said I know the titles will definitely change going back and forth. My goal really is to become a novelist and make that my career, because I really absolutely love writing. It frees me. Writing is a very freeing emotion. It kind of takes your spirit somewhere else. And I really like writing to the point where if I'm not writing, I feel like it's like when someone works out and they get those happy endorphins, and when you don't work out, you feel yeah. kind of weird. That's how I feel about writing. If I'm not writing, I feel very, very off if I'm not writing. So I know that this is something that's for me.
Awesome. And so what would you say is the intended audience for your book?
The intended audience is, I want to say, between 18 to maybe about 45, 50. It's more chick lit. It's chick literature.
Okay.
And, you know, it's romance, it's love, it's loss, it's fear, it's temptation, it's moving past your fears. It's really for women to grow from, and it's helping me to grow. So, you know, in my experiences, women, we go through things so emotionally. That's how we evolve. That's how we change. And the book is written in that sort of direction.
And so this book you would not recommend for an 18-year-old. Is that safe to say, or you're
no,
okay
I,
if
I
it's an 18-year-old female?
I would recommend it for an 18-year-old. I would say 18 through about maybe 45, 50, just depending on someone's preference. You know, as we get older, we get a little bit more reserved. But I would definitely say between 18 to 45 is a sure target that I would be looking at.
Okay, awesome. And if you had, Kiki, if you had the chance to get one message out there to reach readers all over the world, one message, what would that message be?
The message would be, first of all, read Simply Lace. No, seriously. the message would be, it would be to
hey, that's a great message, Kiwana.
That would be a great message. Read Simply Lace.
The message that I would
want to deliver to women in reading Simply Lace is to find yourself in the characters and to, you know, kind of be open-minded to where your possibilities could lead you to. And that's kind of the paramount to what the book is about, just, you know, finding yourself and leading yourself in the direction that you want to go in and hoping that you stay on that path once you get there.
And so, Kiwana, can you tell me what makes a great story? What is your idea of, and you can use your own personal experiences, what is your idea of a great story? What would keep readers engaged in a book?
An idea of a great story is an honest writer. You want to read a book from someone that is writing from an honest place, more of an organic place, and you know that when you're reading it because it won't sound forced to you. It'll sound, you know, unquestionable. It'll sound authentic. And that's the type of writing that I try to embody as, you know, as a new author. That's what, you know, my goal is to engage my readers organically, to be unquestionable, and to have the authenticity that, you know, most writers may or may not look to have initially. But that's the goal that you want to have when you want to be, you know, considered a great writer or a good writer or a phenomenal writer. You just want to write from an honest place, and those are the type of things that readers want to read. They want to read from an honest, you know, person that is engaging in their feelings and their emotions and taking them on that roller coaster.
I totally agree. That's a great answer. Now, what do you think about book reviews? Because you do know when you get your book out there, you're going to have your fan base, and then you may have those one or two people that doesn't like it at all. How are you prepared to deal with those bad reviews, if any, that you receive from your book? And if so, is that something you will respond to, or is that something you kind of just shake off and keep it moving because everybody is not going to like your story? So are you prepared for those book reviews? And what do you think about book reviews?
I think book reviews is just the way to go. It lets you know where you are with your readers, number one. And as far as, you know, if someone doesn't or does, you know, decide to fall in love or fall in hate with Simply Lace, that's an opinion. But how I also see that is it helps me to grow as a person in my writing skills, because if my book was for everyone, then I'm targeting the wrong people. My book is not going to be for everyone. Some people are going to love it. Some people are going to loathe it. Some people are going to like it. So it just depends on the person that picks Simply Lace up and reads it. And I would welcome feedback. I would welcome reviews because, again, that's going to help me to grow as an author. It's going to help me to become, you know, bigger and badder and saying even more things, because if that pissed you off, wait till I write the next thing. That's really going to piss you off.
I totally agree with the statement that your book is not for everybody, and so that's why there definitely needs to be a target market in mind. Now, one last question before we wrap up, Kiwana. We only have like a minute or so left. What is your biggest fear about publishing your book?
The logistics of it and just not disappointing my family, my fans, my friends, my support system. I just want to make sure that the project that I put together for Simply Lace is just, you know, the greatest thing moving. I really want to make everyone proud of me, and to not be able to do that is a fear of mine.
Okay.
So that's why I'm kind of taking this elephant and I'm biting it in little bits and pieces, because I want to make sure that I'm not missing a beat. I'm trying to cross every T and dot every I, for lack of better words.
Awesome. Okay, well, I want to really quickly, before we wrap up the call, can you tell people how to get in contact with you? Can you give us your social media really quick? What's your social media?
Sure.
Fan page?
Yes, my fan page on Facebook is under Simply Lace. Just go to Simply Lace on Facebook, and you'll be able to locate me. On Instagram, I am underscore simply underscore key, K-I. I'm also on Twitter at my Kiwana Success on Twitter. And that's pretty much where you'll find me. And also, before we wrap up, expect Simply Lace to go to the silver screen. I'm going to work really hard to get that in play.
The show actually is going to end pretty, like, in a few seconds. So I just want to wrap up and kind of thank everyone for listening, and to let everyone know there will be future interviews with Kiwana Jackson, and stay tuned for Simply Lace.
Thank you, everyone.
And thanks, everyone, for tuning in today to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your host, Teresa. Until next time, have a great day on purpose.